kind of stunned and in shock and in awe of all of you. I have to tell you, last night, Mr. Manzo forwarded me something from the Democratic Underground. You know, I go there and I read stuff there. I read a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm a reader. And then I saw this whole long thing about how I'm God. And it was like, Randy, God. Yes. It was overwhelming. It really was, with all these posts and, you know, just accolades. You know something, when you're turning older, you know, when you're facing, like, birthdays and so, and you're like me and Miss Hipple, who celebrated her 30th, and Jay, you know, Silent Jay, who never speaks. Are you going to speak?
Hi.
it was his birthday last Tuesday. Of course, we were in D.C., so we didn't really get to shout out, you know, happy birthday to Jay. And then next Tuesday is Bruce Cherry, who works on the show and writes for the show. His birthday is next. So, like, we're all freaking either cuspy Aquarians or Aquarians, which I think is the reason for the brilliance and the love that you get from us and that you return so beautifully. But truly, you know, they're young. They're, except for Bruce, who's as old as I am. But they're young, and they're, like, all excited about the birthday thing, and I'm sitting at home, like, weeping, you know, just crying. Oh, God, this is, like, I don't want to be birthed anymore. It's like I got rug rash from being born. So, and I'm watching, you know, Alexander Pelosi's thing last night about, you know, people being born again so many times they do have rug burn. And I'm just thinking, geez, God, you know, who wants to be born again and again and again? I'm facing a birthday. I don't see the beauty in that. You know, I just, so, then, you know, Mr. Manzo was like, she must really be down the dust. So I'm going to send her something to cheer her up. He goes, look, some love for you from Democratic Underground. Now, normally when I need a fix, I can either go to the Paramus Mall and have Mr. Manzo go, oh, aren't you Randy Rhodes? And then I'm good for about 2 hours, yeah? But last night I was home alone, of course. It's freezing in New York, you know. My dog is giving me that look like, you know, go to hell. You must be kidding me with this. I'm from Florida. I didn't sign up for that. It's like 2 degrees. I mean, it's really, really cold. And, of course, you know, there's a doggy fashion show in New York going on now. And the dogs have better sweaters than I do, which is another reason why I'm crying. I mean, do you know, you realize that there are dogs wearing cashmere? And it's like, what? What happened? You know, Paris Hilton got on TV for some reason nobody can explain to me. And she started walking around with a chihuahua, and now everybody's dressing up their dogs. I mean, it's like, it's some freaky sex show, or, you know what I mean? It's like latex. Dogs and give me a freaking break with this crap. But, you know, my dog has an outfit. My dog has an outfit, but it's boiled wool. It's a boiled wool sweater. Okay, that's what it is. It's not even Irish. It's just boiled wool. And he hates the thing. And so I don't put it on him because it's emasculating, you know. I already neutered him. What more can I do, you know? I'm in charge. I'm the mommy. You know, you're the subordinate in this house. But anyway, I'm walking around the street, and the dog is, like, you know, in his boiled wool sweater, and he's just hating life. So I take him upstairs, take the thing off, bring him back, and he looks at me like, go to hell, there's something. And I'm looking around at the fashion show, and I'm thinking, wartime sacrifice with, yeah, people are dressing their dogs better than most people can afford to dress in New York in a post-9/11 world. The whole thing just, like, it just gets to me, you know, the whole thing gets, and so, you know, Mr. Manzo, no, and she's getting old, and she's got to deal with it, and she's home, and I'll send her this, so an IM comes on my screen, bing, you know, and it's like, some love for you from the Democratic Underground, and I start reading this thing. This man wrote the most amazing essay on who is a Randy Rhodes and what it takes to be a Randy Rhodes. And I'm reading what he wrote, and I'm thinking, that's really nice. That's, like, so amazing. I mean, it's, like, many, many paragraphs. This guy really sat, and it's spell-checked, which I'm not used to from our listeners. I read our message board. I love you like crazy, but spell-checking is not your thing. And I'm just, oh, my God, she has no fear. She will shred anyone who spreads bogus information, liberal or conservative, totally information-based, admittedly addicted consumer of C-SPAN, 30 or 40 other daily sources of hard fact, an amazing mind, a ruthless grasp of the essence of it all, in capital letters, right? Over time, it's become clear she offers a style of fact and analysis unavailable anywhere else, not on CNN, not on MSNBC. She is unique. She is the god. Few people have had more impact on my thinking and information flow than this person. Okay, I got past the flow word and I moved on. I started listening to her show. I didn't like her at first. Abrasive New York accent rubbed me the wrong. But I just kept listening in time progress, and I learned about her, grew to love her, and now her voice calms my spirit. As long as I hear her voice, I know it's not fascism yet. There's still time. There's still hope. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And then after this brilliant thing, there's all these posts, replies to this thread, replies to, and I'm scrolling and scrolling and it goes on and on. And then there's, you know, icons and happy faces and thumbs up and booby bouncing. And I'm like, wow. So that is your birthday present to me, I suppose. And also thank you to Ethel in Seattle, who sent me flowers using my sponsor, Pro Flowers, and yes, they're beautiful. And then I came in today, and there was a cake. My birthday present from Ms. Hipple is around my neck. You can actually hear it. It is a Medal of Distinction for the birthday girl. I love it. And a very pink, very sugary cake. So I guess I'll be very energetic this first hour, and then I'll fall asleep. Because I don't eat sugar, so. But I did today. Listen, thank you so much for everybody that did that. I guess you really didn't even know it was my birthday, but that was amazing. By the time I got to the end of those posts, I really was crying even more than I had been. I really was weeping. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And, you know, my message board, you cheer me up all the time, so this was different. You're good. In fact, you're great, but this was unexpected. And from a foreign source, not dedicated Randy listeners, I don't think. It was incredible. Apparently people are very pissed at the San Francisco station for treating me the way they did. Yeah, me too. It's totally mutual. However, thank you to Mr. Manzo, who ran out, got me a cake. There were balloons. It was just amazing. And like I said, on Bruce's birthday and Vicky's birthday and Jay's birthday, I did nothing except wish them a happy freaking birthday. It's nice to be the queen, I gotta tell you. How old am I? Oh, go to hell. I can tell you to go F yourself in Russian now. Yeah, but I won't. Okay, thank you. That was amazing. It blew me away. It really did. I didn't expect it, and I was just sitting there feeling bad. And then I felt great. So, thank you. 17 after.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Our thoughts exactly.